From the true story of cowboy hat and ingenue. Dear Mama. Dear Mama, I guess you may not receive this letter, as you did not reply to my last one, or the one before, and that is not like you. We have moved house, and since Sister Asunta died, no one can tell me where you live. At first, I thought maybe you'd forgotten me, or started a new family. Mum and Dad say you moved, and did not leave a forwarding address. Usually, they tell the truth about everything, but when I ask about you, they look at each other and say nothing. I wish you had been at Sister Asunta's funeral. Instead of flowers from a shop, everyone brought wild flowers or herbs, and the coffin was completely green and smelt lovely, with all the lavender and rosemary and bay. Except I don't like sage, which is too bitter. I didn't really say goodbye to Sister Asunta, except at the funeral. But Mum says she had a good death because she died in her sleep. I wonder if it hurts when you die. I hope it didn't. I hope it's like sinking into a feather pillow and everything getting softer and lighter. I have dreams where I fly above our house. It's fun, and I'm really light. I look down and see Mum planting nasturtiums and Dad reading the paper. I see my school and the tennis courts and the shopping mall. Once, I flew so high I brushed past a big bird, and then I saw you. You were riding a horse. You were a brown dot on the horizon, as small as an ant or a bug, but I knew it was you, and I woke up smiling. Love you always, Tulip. Kiss.